Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the second quarter results of Polk's conference call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. There will later be a question-and-answer session, during which, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded, August 30th, 2012. I would now like to hand today's conference over to Dominic Zbyszko, CEO of the company. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everyone, to presentation of Cyfrowy Polsat results for Q2 2012. Let me start with the update on the important events which occurred in first half of 2012 till date. We received the upgrade of our ratings by Standard & Poor's and Moody's to BB and Ba2 respectively, both with a stable outlook. On August 29th, we prepaid our term loan in the amount of 200 million Polish zloty due to the fact of a very strong cash flow. During the process of the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, we announced that we expect synergies, both cost and revenues, of 2% additional point of EBITDA margin, which will be achieved in 2 years from the date of the acquisition. We are happy to announce that we achieved that goal in 1 year. The task has been completed. We launched a mobile TV services, TV Mobilna, based on DTT technology. We started in June, and from that moment till now, the sales of the set-top boxes and devices dedicated to this service consist 10% of our gross sales already. We expanded our coverage of mobile internet services thanks to cooperation with Polkomtel, and now we can provide services on 85% of the country in terms of population, and to complete the product, we have also 2G services on 99%, 100% of the country, wherever Polkomtel has its coverage. In Polsat Television, the most important factor is success of spring scheduling of the main channel, implementation of the announced changes in the sport channels, which we already see the results of it in terms both of the revenues and shares, and agreement with Vectra, a leading cable television operator in Poland, the last one who hasn't carried our thematic channels. And I'm very happy to announce that our channels will be present in these households from October, which will have positive impact on our shares of our thematic channels. Number of our pay digital television subscribers increased by 81,000 year-on-year to 3.5 million. Number of internet users increased by 57,000 to 99,000, and number of our MVNO users increased by 11,000 to 141,000. Family package ARPU amounted to 45.9 Polish zloty, and mini package ARPU to 13.2 Polish zloty. We maintain our churn due to the high satisfaction, and it corresponds to 99.2%. Despite the fact that in June we had Euro Championship in Poland, which this tournament was broadcasted by a public operator, our group achieved 20% of the audience share, and our market share in advertising stood at 22.5%. If you go to page number 7, you'll see the breakdown of our subscriber base to the family package and the premium tiers versus the access tier. And you can see that 77% is family package and 23% is mini package. 126,000 gross addition in first half of 2012 and together with the 300,000 multi-room clients, this is the figure which we had at the end of second quarter. Our churn rate is in a very low figures, still below 10% due to the high customer satisfaction and effective subscriber retention programs. Blended churn rate and family and mini package churn rate, it is presented on slide number 8, and you can see that the spread between the churn in mini and family package is very close one to each other, bearing in mind the difference in the numbers in the subscriber base. We feel comfortable with the churn we have right now, and we believe it's a great success of our retention team to present you this figure. Our ARPU is constantly growing. 45.9% zloty is ARPU of the family package. Mini package ARPU amounted at 13.2, slightly lower decrease as a result from new approach regarding recognition of penalties. However, we expect it to remain above 13 zloty in the next quarters. If you have questions about this mechanics of this calculation, our CFO will answer it during the Q&A session. Going to Polsat Television, increase in the Q2, we have the increase in TV Polsat Group audience share in the first 2 months. However, it was offset by the impact of the transmission of Euro 2012, as I said, in the public channels. However, it's worth to underline that despite that fact, main Polsat channel was still the leader of the audience share, 15.5% in the target group 16-49 all day. And even in June, Polsat was ranked as a second, despite the fact that TVP broadcasted Euro in both antennas, TVP1 and TVP2. Only TVP1 was ahead of Polsat. Our thematic channels delivered strong performance, 4.5% in the given period. TV Polsat Group was the only major TV group to increase the audience share in the whole 6 months of the first of 2012, and we prefer this kind of analysis when we look at the longer period of time because they are more representative for TV business. And here again, Polsat was main channel was the leader with 16.1% of the audience share, and our thematic channels were at the same level, 4.5%. Again, we were the only group which increased its audience share, both TVN and TVP lost some of their audience share. TV advertising and sports betting market in Q2 of 2012 declined by 7.8%. Revenue from advertising and sponsoring of TV Polsat Group decreased by 10%, and its market share in Q2 was 22.5%. It's only 0.5 percentage point below our target of 23%, which was the result of the previous quarter. And money-wise, it means the loss of only 5 million Polish zloty. So bearing in mind that we have a huge effect of big sport event, we believe that decrease is really minor and not affecting our results. In the 6 months of 2012, first 6 months of 2012, TV advertising and sponsoring market declined by 5.2%, and here Polsat Group decreased only by 1.6%, and its market share actually increased to 23.1% from 22.3% year-on-year basis. Maybe it's a good moment to give you our outlook for the whole 2012. We agree with the forecast of Starlink that the decrease will be in the level of 4 to 6%. And now we are moving to the financial section, and our CFO Tomek Szeląg will take the floor.
Thank you, Dominik. Before I go into financials, please let me say a few words about some presentation changes to our financial statements. First of all, we present cost of debt collection services together with bad debt allowance in a separate one line. Just to remind you, in the past, cost of debt collection services were presented within distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs. And bad debt allowance was presented within other operating costs. We present this together at the moment to show you a full picture of bad debt, because these two cost categories are related, namely the extensive debt collection activities improved our recoverability of receivables, and you can see these numbers, improving numbers in our financial statement for the second quarter. Secondly, due to the requirements of International Accounting Standard number 18, we changed also the estimations used in respect to the recognition and recoverability of revenues from contractual penalties, and this change does not have a significant impact on the group's results, because at the same time the group estimates lower bad debt allowance. However, this change results in a slight decrease in RPU, but the stable growing trend is maintained. And last but not least, second quarter of 2012 is the first quarter when we present financial results of the entities running GIPLA platform, and we classified them to the retail business segment. Let's start with slide number 15. Traditionally, the first three slides are an introduction and summary of our results. On slide number 15, we present the financial results of the whole group, then it will be also for the Polsat and separately Telewizja Polsat. In terms of the financial results of the group, our revenues increased by 14% to the level of 715 million. And this increase is connected with the organic growth of retail business segment and additionally full period of consolidation of Telewizja Polsat Group. Just to remind you, in the second quarter of 2011, we consolidated Telewizja Polsat results beginning from the 20th of April. Our costs increased by 8% on a lesser extent in comparison to the revenues, and reached the level of 445 million. As a result, we improved our profitability. Our EBITDA was 270 million and EBITDA margin close to 38%, which is actually consistent, connected with the consistent cost control and also increasing synergy effects after the TV Polsat acquisition, and I will talk about it later on in the presentation. And last but not least, our net profit was 100 million. Slide number 16, old Cyfrowy Polsat results. We recorded highest retail sales in the second quarter due to higher RPU in DTH, greater subscriber base, and higher telecommunication revenues. Our revenues reached the level of 441 million, and it was 18% growth. When you analyze the cost without amortization, you can see that they were very stable. Actually, we noted negative dynamics in cost of 2% to the level of 271 million. And this cost trends were done except the negative trends in foreign exchange fluctuations of 9 million. The second quarter in a row, we had the highest ever EBITDA of Cyfrowy Polsat, and the level was close to 170 million and EBITDA margin 38.4. In terms of the net profits, similarly to the previous quarters, it was impacted by debt service cost and also accounting differences of senior notes revaluation. Slide number 17. In the second quarter of 2012, many advertisers limited their advertising expenditures due to euro, what Dominik said, which resulted in lower advertising and sponsorship revenue in that period. However, this decrease was partially offset by higher revenue from cable and satellite operator fees. Our revenues in this area decreased by 7% to 296 million. However, you can see that our cost also decreased by 5%, and this decrease was mainly connected with the lower programming costs. As a result, our EBITDA margin was very stable of 35.6% and EBITDA of 105 million. Actually, if you take into consideration the fact that in the second quarter we had some negative effects of the foreign exchange fluctuations and also some incremental costs connected with digital transmission, in fact, our cost decreased on a much bigger, much higher extent in comparison to revenues, which shows the stable business model of Telewizja Polsat, even in economic downturn. Slide number 18, revenue structure. Our revenue increased by 14%, mainly due to higher retail sales by 11%. Revenue increased also due to the recognition of full quarter of Telewizja Polsat results. And all the time, each time I point out to the right-hand side graph, when you have the stable business model of Polsat Group dominated by geographically diversified retail sales of 60%, and only 33% accounted for advertising and sponsorship revenue. Slide number 19, cost structure. We had a negative impact of foreign exchange fluctuations generally for total Polsat Group of 14 million zlotys, out of which 9 million was for Cyfrowy Polsat and 5 million for Telewizja Polsat. Excluding consolidation with Telewizja Polsat Group and entities running IPLA platform, the cost increased by 3%, and excluding amortization, as I said, even decreased by 2%. On the right-hand side graph, you've got a very diversified cost base. Only one cost item exceeded 20% because of internal and external TV production and amortization of sports rights. When you analyze all Cyfrowy Polsat cost items, you can see that they were very stable or even decreased. Like programming costs, they decreased by 7 million to the level of 97 million. However, here we had one-off connected with the negotiations of licensing agreement with two broadcasters. We completed these negotiations during the second quarter of the year, and there were some effects of a couple of million zlotys connected with the first quarter, and we put all savings in the second quarter. In terms of distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs, they decreased by 3 million zlotys, and similarly to other advertisers, Cyfrowy Polsat spent less on advertising during the second quarter of 2012. Salaries and employee-related costs were very stable, taking into consideration the fact that we also put for the second quarter of 2012 salaries of entities running IPLA platform. In terms of other costs, they increased by 14 million. However, majority of this growth is connected with TV Polsat and IPLA consolidation. And last but not least, as I mentioned earlier, in the second quarter of 2012, we presented a new cost item which aggregates cost of debt collection services and bad debt allowance. And this cost decreased significantly in the analyzed period, mainly as a result of our debt collection activities I discussed and explained it to you during the last quarter's presentation. Slide number 20, revenue and EBITDA reconciliation. Similarly to the previous quarters, we present this analysis of segments. When you analyze the left-hand side graph, you can see that both segments contributed similarly to the revenues, and in terms of EBITDA, retail business segment contributed much more. However, broadcasting also had positive impact on this indicator. This is the last quarter which is not fully comparable in terms of consolidation with TV Polsat, and beginning from the third quarter, we will be able to compare apples with apples. Slide number 21, synergies following the acquisition of TV Polsat, as Dominik said, were achieved two times faster than the company said during the announcement of the transaction, and on annual basis translated into improved pro forma EBITDA margin, it was 2.2 percentage points. Actually, we introduced many actions in the above four areas, mainly, namely marketing, technology, content, and back office. And it was in line with the plan which we had when we communicate the transaction. Slide number 22, cash flows. We started the year with 278 million on hand, and at the end of the second quarter, it was 310 million, which means that we added 32 million zlotys. But please note that we also financed the IPLA acquisition of 150 million, which means that the Polsat Group generates very sound cash flow from operating activities, which in analyzed period was 377 million, nearly 290 million more in comparison to the same period of previous year. Repayment of loans and borrowings was 156 million, and here we have also the loans, repayment of loans assumed through redefined entities loans. Our CAPEX was 40 million, and when you calculate CAPEX versus revenues indicator KPI, it was 2.86, very low CAPEX consuming business model as usual. Acquisition of subsidiary of 45 million, this amount is connected with entities running IPLA platform. Just to remind you, yesterday we paid 200 million debt, and it means that our savings, yearly savings connected with debt, in connections with debt service, will be about 15 million yearly. Items below EBITDA, page number 26. You've got some accounting categories: depreciation and amortization of 57 million, foreign exchange differences 46 million, and here the majority of this part is connected with revaluation of the senior notes and foreign exchange fluctuations, net interest costs calculated for SFA and senior notes, and gross profit 113, taxes, and as I said, net profit was 100 million. And last but not least, financial indebtedness. Net debt to EBITDA as the main bank covenant ratio of Cyfrowy Polsat. Let's calculate it together. Total group's indebtedness was 2.6 billion, then cash and cash equivalents 310 million, which means that net debt was 2.3 billion. The next element is comparable 12 months EBITDA. It was 921 million. When you compare it to the EBITDA, pro forma EBITDA we had when we announced the transaction of 770 million, it means that during the 1.5 years, we added additionally more than 200 million EBITDA. And net debt to EBITDA finally was 2.52, a similar level to the previous quarter, but in this quarter we financed IPLA transaction of 150 million. As a result, we had very huge buffer in terms of covenants, not only on the net debt to EBITDA, but also in terms of other covenants. As a result, our covenants are very safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tomek. And operator, we are ready to take the question now.
I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And you do have a question from the line of Kurt Cadol.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a question on your dividend policy. Just want to know if there's any, you know, what is it currently, and have there been any significant changes? And then I also wanted to inquire about your views on the Vivendi and TVN transaction and what you think the probability of that closing is, and what that company looks like, what C4 Plus looks like as a competitor going forward.
Okay, so dividend policy question. During the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat, as a management board, we said that we will not recommend, and we are not allowed actually under the SFA, to pay dividend until the moment when our net debt to EBITDA goes below 2x. We believe that this indicator should be below 2 at the end of 2013. So I think that we will recommend to pay dividend again in 2014. The second question is a very broad one. First of all, our two competitors, in order to merge, they have to wait for the approval of Polish Anti-Monopoly Office, which will impose some restrictions, and we don't know what they will be. On the other hand, I believe that their main problem will be how to monetize the content they both have, because they are targeting up-segment market clients with a very, very costly content, both on the sports side and on the movie side. And just a simple merger of the clients and giving them in existing ARPU, in existing tiers, content of the other platform would, in my opinion, cause the cannibalization of any margins in Canal Plus, because N does not have any margins. So probably they will try to cross-sell their products, and this is a very long process. So, let's see. For Cyfrowy Polsat, it's also an opportunity to increase the subscriber base or to get on board new customers. Why? Because we believe that there is a significant overlap between Canal Plus and N customers. It's the proof for that you can find in Target Group Index run by Millward Brown in Poland every quarter. And as an outcome of that, these customers who are focused on sport, they want to have on their two TV sets at home every important sport event, they will be seeking for the new provider, because on the first set-top box, which will be Canal Plus and merged offer, they will have everything. And we have such a product already in place. It's TV Mobilna with the DTT set-top box, where we put for $19.90 our both sports channels. There is another outcome, I believe, as a view for 2013, when because the approval cannot arrive, in my opinion, earlier than Q4 of 2012. So the merger effective will be next year, that the customers of N and Cyfra Plus, they are waiting to see what will be the offer of the new platform. So, and it's perfectly understandable that they don't want to lock themselves with another operator like Cyfra Polsat, because they want to have the clear view what will be the offer of the new merged platform. So I think that in 2013, due to the fact I said before, because that their offer has to go in the direction of building ARPU, that there will be a certain number of the customers who will be looking for other operator and will be their first choice. I think that's in the brief my thoughts.
That's quite helpful. Thank you.
And again, that's star one if you would like to ask a question. You have a question from the line of Naveed McClure.
Hi, this is Naveed Mukhtar from Primerica. Thanks for the presentation. Just a few questions focused on your TV advertising segment. Is it possible for you to comment on how the third quarter started off in July, August in that division?
Okay, I will give the floor to Maciek Sted, the member of the board of Polsat Television.
So it started in our opinion, on -4%, -5%. Our outlook, which we sustain, is -4% to -6% for the whole year. So it means that for second half of the year, can be the same like first half of the year.
And the decline is in line with the market, or is it? Do you estimate it's better than the market?
Our strategy is to decline in the line with the market, but previously quarter by quarter we are better. So in fact, on a yearly basis, we predict that we will be better than market, because first half of the year we closed with -1.6% against 5.2% on the market.
Okay, and in terms of your cost, the programming cost and other costs in this division, noted that you're able to reduce your costs by 5% in this quarter, which is very good. Do you think that you'll be able to reduce costs by a similar amount in Q3 and Q4, or has large parts of the cost programming cost savings already been incurred now?
The programming costs are stable, so there is no. We are very successful on spring scheduling, so we will continue our scheduling. And in fact, our costs can be manageable, because we dropped off Champions League rights and Europa League rights, and it was bought by N Platform for quite a big amount of money. So in fact, we are pretty well positioned in the cost structure for the second half of the year.
And would you guide like as a similar kind of decrease as you've seen in Q2, minus 5% in the cost for the second half of the year?
We can assume, but it depends on currency and it depends on development of DTT in Poland, because in fact in second quarter we could have better results, but there was negative effect on currency exposure, and there was like we pay double for analog and digital terrestrial transmissions. So it depends on development of the network, because we need to pay it for the license. But we can estimate that we are not very offensive, so we will control the cost according to the market, and we examine this month by month what is the demand of for advertising, and we can manage cost on monthly basis, just tuning this to advertising revenues.
Okay, and just switching to the pay TV for a quick second. You managed to increase your subscriber bases in both family and mini packaging at a pretty good rate. Do you know, are you aware of if that's if you gain market share or has the market generally grown at a similar level for the subscribers?
I believe that 2013 will be probably the final year of growth due to the fact that the DTT switch to DTT will happen somewhere between July and end of 2013. So there will be few million people who have to go and buy a set-top box or television equipped with DTT, or some of them, some, I don't know how many, will decide to take the set-top box for one zloty and pay monthly subscription probably in the access tiers. We are very well prepared to benefit from that, because our TV Mobilna product is based on DTT technology, and it's composed of the set-top box and as well as mobile set-top box, which can be plugged into the TV set, as well as the mobile set-top box of a very small size, which enables you to deliver the TV signal to tablets, smartphone, and PCs, laptops. Cyfrowy Polsat is in a very unique position, because we have 3.5 million subscribers and our combined competition has 2.5 million. So for us, it's a big challenge to sustain our subscriber base. We are pretty comfortable with that task, because the customer satisfaction and loyalty is very high. We have 9.2% of churn, which enable us to maintain our subscriber base. I would like to underline that average churn rate for our industry is 15-16%. And last but not least, we increased the share of our telecommunication businesses in the subscriber base of satellite offer services, and it's well-known factor that more products customer buys, more loyal it stays. He stays, so they stay. So with the development of our internet services, cross-selling of TV Mobilna and IPLA, we are pretty comfortable with the market share we have right now.
Okay, and just finally, I missed the first few minutes, so apologies if you've already talked about this. You've given guidance for your TV advertising market revenues for the year. I was wondering if you could give revenue and earnings guidance for the group as a whole for the year, whether they've changed since the last quarter.
As a group, we do not forecast and do not publish forecasts for the whole year. So I cannot give you these numbers, and the guidance is that you've got the results for the first half. the third quarter and fourth quarter assumptions on the advertising market and cost management ability. Two, on the pay TV segment, this growing consistently, stable ARPU growth of 5% of the family. Having these assumptions, you can try to do some evaluation. But the company is very strong on the market, and we are doing our job.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephanie M.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Hi, I have two questions. The first one is that you mentioned that you were targeting a 2x leverage by the end of 2013. And I was just wondering if you expect to reach that through EBITDA growth, or would you consider to prepay more local debt with your free cash flow?
Definitely, if we have cash flows, our strategy is to get the level of 2x net debt to EBITDA as soon as possible. So if we have similar situation as we had in August this year, I will recommend prepayment of the debt just to reach this level of 2x.
Okay, thank you. And the second question was, could you comment on the partnership with Polkomtel? Are you seeing any good traction on the cross-sellings of Polkomtel products? And when do you expect to launch a bundle offering with Polkomtel?
We launched bundle offer with Polkomtel in April. Today, 690 point of sales out of 900 already are having this in their as their product. The sales are according to our plans, and we believe that in the longer term, the customers who will have the Polkomtel and Cyfrowy Polsat products, mobile telephony here and DTH here, not mentioning internet, they will stay more loyal, because the concept of the benefits is that as long as a client has the valid contract in Polkomtel and Cyfrowy Polsat, receives certain benefits. And if they discontinue one contract, they lose benefits in offering of both operators. So it's 3 months from now, we are learning how to sell Polkomtel. The sales are very, very, very good. Even over my estimations.
Okay. And do you have a target in terms of the share of bundle customers? You have in mind by the end of the year? Or?
As Tomek said before, we do not give any forward-looking statement or forecast, so I cannot give you the precise figure what we have in our plans.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And your next question comes from the line of Pierre Mavili.
Hello, my questions have been answered, actually. Thank you.
Again, that's star 1 for any questions. I need to have a question for the line of Darius Gorski.
Hi, good afternoon. Darius Gorski here. I was wondering if you could share with us the split of both new additions and the current shareholder number, the subscriber number for the internet service. I was wondering basically the split with regards to the service being sold solo or separately and the bundled sale. Thank you.
The 75% of our internet product is sold in cross-selling in cross promotions to the existing subscriber base. 25% to 20, depending on the month, is as a standalone product. So we believe that in the second phase, we can we'll try to sell to these clients our TV product. Actually, I would like to give one more comment since I have you, because during the conference today, you asked me the question and I didn't know exact answer.
I think we had a little bit of a misunderstanding. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, thank you.
Thank you.
And there are no further questions.
Okay, so if there is no further question, thank you very much for the participation and hope to hear you November 15th.
This does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.